Welcome to another episode of the Burrito Radio Show. I'm your host, 2B1 Energy, and today we have what I call the financial health situation with Ricky Elliott. He is an independent contractor, actually working under the umbrella of Primerica, which is a financial service marketing company. Welcome to the show, Ricky Elliott. How you doing today?
Good, good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, really quick, what made you get into this adventure with the financial services?
I had worked for Costco for 21 years, and I was ready for a change. I was given the opportunity to see what they do, and I liked it a lot. And it also gave me the opportunity to own my own business.
Right. And so when it comes down to it, Primerica is the major company that you deal with, or do you deal with other financial services companies as well?
Primerica is the company that I work under the umbrella of. So there are no other companies that I work with outside of Primerica.
Okay, do us a favor. Explain Primerica in a nutshell for us.
So what we do is we teach people, middle class and up, financial concepts that wealthy people already know. And we get people on track for financial stability and retirement. We have a platform of companies that we utilize to help us guide and direct people to attain those goals.
And so you get a client base, as well as you try to get people else to join the team, correct?
Correct. Gives people an opportunity on a part-time basis to work for a company. We haven't dipped with all that's going on in the world right now. Our company hasn't dipped and felt the shift in the economy. We've actually grown.
And so pretty much Primerica is, it diverses people's finances, is that what it does?
It teaches them financial concepts, which will allow them to actually make right choices in life for retirement and financial stability.
Okay, so let's say I'm an elderly senior person, right?
Yes.
And I've worked all my life. I saved up a little chunk of money, right?
Yes.
And you know, I have a little comfortable home, and I have a lot of choices with this saved up money I have. If I invest in Primerica, how beneficial, or should I just invest a little bit? Like, you know, not investing.
You know. So, you wouldn't, if you came to me, you wouldn't be investing in Primerica. We would set you up with mutual funds, with companies that would benefit how you wanted your growth to happen. So, not everybody's going to want to be extreme with how their investments work. Some people are going to be a little more relaxed with it. And it's based on you and how you feel. And we sit down and we talk about what your goal is, and we try and help you obtain the goal through mutual funds and investments.
And for those that don't know what a mutual fund is, what is a mutual fund?
So if you did an investment, it's just you taking a large amount of money and investing in a company. But with the mutual fund, what it is, it allows people who aren't in higher income brackets to invest. And it's a pool of people that come together and invest on stocks that they regularly couldn't invest on by themselves. So mutual.
So in other words, it's much more safer play than taking all your money into one company.
It's a safer place, and it's also more beneficial. Not everybody has $10,000 or $20,000 to invest in one company for stock. So it allows a group of people to invest together and build from that.
Right. And so in your I guess opinion, how, like, when it comes down to helping people, how happy or how ecstatic are they that you help them out in their financial situation? Like on a scale, let's say of 1 to 10.
10, because a lot of the things that we go over and how we help them, they didn't have a clue that they had access to that.
Could you give an example?
For me, let's use me. So I worked for Costco for 21 years. I had $300,000 saved up in my 401k. And when I left Costco, basically that's it for me. My money wasn't going to grow anymore, wasn't going to change anymore. So it allowed me to take my money from there and invest it in mutual funds, and it continues to grow. One of the things we've had, certain stocks that have been 12% for the last 80 years. We teach people concepts of the theory of decreasing responsibility,
when it comes down to it, it's the individual kind of has a choice of which stocks, the mutual stocks, or do they rely on the actual agent?
So what we do is we put together a package and we show them where they would fit in best with their investments.
Nice.
So they do have a say so on if yes, that's what they want to do, or no, they don't want to do that. But we just give them some options and choices.
Right. Now let's take a different scenario real quick. How about the person that's a young person that really wants to get into this right away but doesn't really have the finance? How can they really benefit off of this?
You can invest $25 a month. I mean, you have to start somewhere.
So you have clients that actually invest as little as $25 a month.
I have a friend that was before I even got into Primerica. He's been doing it for the last 30 years, and he's been doing $25 a month to start off, and it increased over time, but was his start off.
I think a lot of people probably don't even know this, huh?
Say that one more time.
A lot of people probably don't know of this type of investment.
No, they don't, because they're not told that. These are things that we should be taught in junior high and high school, but we're not. And even as adults, we're still not taught.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a short pause for the cause. We're going to come back with Ricky Elliott, an independent contractor. We're working on the financial health, y'all, on the Burrito Radio Show.
The Burrito Radio Show brings you a new program titled Boxing is Life, brought to you by the fictional character Baba Zande, for entertainment purposes only. Having troubles with your electronic products, including your cell phone, or maybe it's your laptop? Well, the Nerd Repair Center, located on El Cajon Boulevard, can help you out. Give them a call at 619-363-4210. They're located at 3829 El Cajon Boulevard. Their hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Hi, this is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We'd like to tell you we're still here and open for business. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa Village. We have some new store hours temporarily from 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and we hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to the Burrito Radio Show. We're with Ricky Elliott. He's an independent contractor. He works under the umbrella of Primerica. I call this segment financial health. I think we have something that I call it misinformation so much that we're not really getting the true information on really how to stay financially healthy. I know even me myself, I have problems. In the meantime, let's discuss about the actual current situation, the financial health of let's say first, California or San Diego. How is the financial health here in San Diego? San Diego.
I think as a that there's a lot of information that's not taught to us. So we live paycheck to paycheck without being able to build for retirement. So there's a lot of information to learn, to teach, and for us to be more sound as far as how we retire.
Now, let's say you're talking to a person who's a single mother of four or more children, you know, and how can they actually benefit it when they don't really have the actual, you know, I guess, time to really commit to really discussing financial health?
So for us, from my perspective, it's nothing that happens overnight, and it's not just one conversation. So these would be things that I would continuously talk to somebody about. I mean, teaching them the rule of 72, which shows them how their money increases and how it can increase based on the interest rate. Telling them about their savings, their checking account, how basically you're getting 0.01%, and the bank is taking their money and utilizing it and growing it and keeping all of it, and then giving them that 1% increase every year, or 0.01% increase every year, I should say.
Right.
So simple, well, things like that.
So in other words, what you're saying, a person has to have the mindset. It doesn't matter who they are.
Correct. And how you get the mindset is by getting the information. If you never get the information, you'll never have the mindset. If you think that you're supposed to work, not have a retirement, and die, that's how it's going to go. If you know about all these other things that you can possibly have, and how your retirement can grow, and how you can have a comfortable retirement instead of going back to work after you've retired. They say that 95% of all people that retire go back to work after they've retired because they don't have the financial stability to retire and stay retired.
So let me ask you this. Right now, of course, we have a lot of people say we're headed to a depression. And the youth actually right now are having major problems right now as well. How could the youth benefit off of what you're doing? You say you're an independent contractor. How can somebody else become an independent contractor too? To do what you do.
So I generally bring people in on a part-time basis because you learn the business, you see how it works, and you build from there. You can still maintain whatever job that you have and grow with the company. Most of the people who are making six figures started off part-time. They grew with the company and then left the job that they had coming into the company. This company is the most six-figure earners in the United States.
You're talking about Primerica?
Correct.
Well, I would say that's pretty good. It's a pretty good deal, but it's definitely with the mindset. So let's take somebody like myself. I have an artistic mindset, right? And we've already had this discussion already. So my artistic mindset is not really on trying to be like, you know, going out there and get the hustle on, because you have to have the hustle mentality, correct? So meaning that the hustle mentality of, you know, I'm going to make sure that this is going to go, this is happening, like that mindset of financial gain.
So it's work ethic. It doesn't matter whether you have an artistic mindset, a business mindset. Everything that you do comes down to a work ethic. Even with your artistic mindset, if you're making music and you're doing it halfway, you're not really into it, you're not really trying to gain anything from it, it's not going to be great music. It's going to be okay music.
So what it comes down to with what you're doing as for with Primerica, that's my whole point. The worth ethic that you put into it is going to result in more likely success if you put in the work ethic.
Correct.
Because, you know, I mean, I can understand that part right there easily. Like you were saying before, a lot of people don't know the information that they can actually do, you know.
Right.
It's almost like they can't believe the average person, but if somebody's like, you know, says a doctor in front of their name or a book out, then they can believe them. But they even saying that we're having problems with actually comprehension now, reading comprehension, within, you know, our education level is going down. So in regards to, I guess, within the Black community, African-American community, whatever, I mean, sensitive topic, how is it that our wealth has not gained any prosperity?
Our wealth hasn't gained any prosperity is because we get money and we spend it with everybody else's community. So if you look at other races, they get money and it gets recycled through their community several times before it goes outside. Our money gets recycled to everybody else's community. We don't have an infrastructure that allows us to recycle our dollars in our own community.
And at the same time, a lot of our businesses are pretty much like hair products or like, you know, the barbecue joints or the car washes. You know, but they could recycle with you with financial services, actually. I would say this. I know that there's, I was talking to a young lady the other day, just yesterday. She was like, I don't care about money. I don't care about being rich. I'm not, you know, that's not what I'm about. What do you say to people like that? Do you just move on and wait for somebody to really be interested?
Like I said, my whole thing is really trying to show people that life can be different. And I really push for giving them the financial concepts that I understand now that I didn't understand before. And giving them the opportunity to utilize them and grow with them. Whether they do it with me or they do it with themselves, it's a bottom line to me.
Nice. And you have a pretty big clientele right now?
I have a decent one.
So, and you haven't been in this that long, I know that, because of
I'm going on 2 years, actually.
Yeah, so, one more time, where's your contact information for people out there listening?
My contact information is 619-867-1053, and once again, that's Ricky Elliott.
And this is if they want to get involved as an independent contractor, or if they want to find out to see if they can't help their financial stability.
Correct. Call me anytime. You can even contact me, and if you feel more comfortable with the Zoom instead of a face-to-face, we could do that as well. With everything that's going on, Zoom has opened up the market for this with Zoom meetings now.
I haven't done a Zoom yet, actually.
You haven't used it at all?
No. I haven't done
Zoom. For me to exactly show you what I do and how I do it. So I'm going to Zoom you later, 2B1.
All right, it'll be a good test, I guess, for me. I guess I don't know. I would say this though. Our show is based on alternative health, right?
Yeah.
And alternative health isn't just for physical, but it's for the mindset as well as the financial. I think a lot of the information you offered today really says a lot if somebody's really out there paying attention. What I would say the best advice I would ever receive is let your money work for you, don't work for the money.
Exactly.
You know, and the more we go out there thinking that, you know, when we go out there working by the hour or whatever we're working, and we're going out there, we don't pay attention that our money is going to the big corporations that have diversified their investments for you to afford a sandwich at one of these fast food joints. So they shot down the market that much in order for you to spend the money that you'll never get back. You know, not necessarily in that way anyway, but it's kind of sad that we don't, I mean, it's not even a color thing, it's just a society thing. We don't think about the corporations that actually own all the businesses that we give our money to that's never coming back to the community.
Warren Buffett said one of the most amazing things I've ever heard. If you don't learn for your money to work for you while you're asleep, then you're going to work until you die.
Yeah, but not everybody can be that way. And that's also another thing, too.
He's not even talking about on the same playing level that he's on. He's just talking about in general. If your money doesn't work while you're sleeping, you're always going to be working. That's the bottom line.
Well, that's pretty much, you know, if you're sleeping and you're making money, that means you're not even working, you're sleeping. No, I see that people, like I said, don't understand the concept of economics. And the concept being that if I make, let's say, $100, right? And I take that $100 and I don't try to reinvest a portion of that money or save it, meaning that I'm gonna save it and stack up my chips and then reinvest. This is where the problems lie.
Yeah, but if you're just saving it, it's not doing anything for you. It's not growing anymore.
You're saving it in order to stack up, in order to invest. That's what I'm trying to say.
But if you
save like a chip at a time, you get to a certain level to be able to invest.
But so the thought process is, why wait until you save up? If you're taking money and stacking it, why not go ahead and invest? So it's starting to build already instead of...
At $25 a month, this isn't bad, but I can't even make $25 a month.
I'm going to have to work on that.
No. You know me, man. I'm just like I said, we're with the energy standard. Anyway, but check it out. We're going to take one more pause for the cause with Ricky Elliott. He's a financial independent contractor. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Fresh food for the fresh body. What goes in fresh comes out healthy. Be sure to visit your local farmers market, and trust me, you'll feel much better. TwoB1 has a game called None is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today.
Hello, this is Ricky Elliott. I work under the umbrella of Primerica, and what we do is we teach families to earn more income, become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. My contact information is 619-867-1053.
Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
Burrito Radio Show brings you a new program titled Boxing is Life, brought to you by the fictional character Baba Zande, for entertainment purposes only.
Okay, we're back with the Burrito Radio Show. I'm your host, 2B1 Energy, and we have Ricky Elliott. He's an independent contractor under the umbrella of Primerica. I would say this, let's talk about actual health. What kind of diet do you have?
I'm a vegan, so my diet is pretty different than some people.
How long have you been a vegan?
I've been a vegan for 3.5 years now.
3.5 years. And what made you go with the change?
So let's backtrack a little. I was a vegetarian for years, for like 14 to 16 years. And then I started eating poultry and seafood again, about 10 years. And while I was doing that, I became grossed out by the smell of it, the feel of it, and the taste of it. So at that point, I knew it was just time for me to give it all up.
And so it was more or less like a recognition?
Yeah. And then I've always had the thought that even though you're refrigerating or meat, it's still decaying. It's dead.
Right.
So.
And so would you consider like a spiritual awakening that you went through, or it wasn't just something that...
I think it was more that this was always in my mind. That's why I was a vegetarian for 14 to 16 years.
And right.
Then I just gave in because my first wife was eating. And after that period, I just was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything for myself here. I'm doing something for somebody else. It tastes good. It's not right to me. So.
Okay, so since you're a vegan, I want to ask you something. What's like the average dish that you would have, like, let's say once a week, that's a vegan dish?
Everything I eat is vegan. I do stir fries at home. I eat probably more grains than I should. You know, I looked at Dr. Sebi's diet also. And...
But like, let's say like for example, what did you have last night?
Last night I had beans and rice.
Beans and rice?
Yeah, this morning I had fruit for breakfast. Plums, nectarines, pears, strawberries. I made myself a tea with sea moss in it, pineapples, peaches, apple. I used oat milk for the smoothie mixture base.
And so when it comes down to it, having this diet, I guess, how do you supplement your protein?
You get proteins from plant stuff. So you have to think of the largest animals in the world are vegetarians. Elephant, rhinoceros, giraffe, they're all plant eaters. How are they getting protein? It's from green leafy substances.
Nice. Okay, and you work out pretty often?
Not as much as I should. I'm 53 this year, and I probably should be working out 4 or 5 days a week. Consistently, I'm 2 or 3 days a week, and I need to run more than I do, or at least cardio more than I do. Still look pretty good, though.
I got you. You still got your rap game going?
Man, you know me. I do what I can.
I got you. I got you. We got the old school beats whenever you want it.
Man, hey, I don't want the old school beats. Let's talk about some beats. I want to create some different. There's a lot to talk about nowadays, world.
I guess that's what person. There's a lot of people that live in the mountains that don't hear anything too.
Yeah. Well, so I have this concept. Let's do. You ever heard of Scream?
The movie?
No, the music.
Scream? No, not me.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to send you some of that, and then that way we can work out some beats from that.
Oh man. I have music in my head all the time, nonstop. It comes and goes all the time. What would you suggest as far as like when it comes down to a person that's overweight? How could they change? Would being a vegan help, or is it just changing the concept of how one devours food?
I think it's baby steps. Like, if you rush into anything, it's without the information and the mindset, then it's not going to really work. So I was a junk food junkie also. I've been like that most of my life. I don't know if you remember that, but I could eat a Hostess honey bun in the morning with some orange juice.
Right. You know,
and that was breakfast. But you have to change that. I mean, I had to change that.
Yeah. I think that the mind and the body and the soul starts, the maturation process kind of starts fulfilling it's, I guess, around 30, I guess, you know, when you start thinking differently. You know, after like so much of the sweets and sugars and the pastries and all that stuff. I feel like right now it's a combination between the physical health and our financial health, not really knowing, you know, the direction where we should be headed. And I'm not trying to take away somebody's right to eat a hamburger, but just know that when they do, they're doing two things. One, they're messing up their body, and then the money's not coming back to them whatsoever.
Right.
And so it's a double whammy to help with, you know, the health crisis that we're going through, you know, mental health or whatever.
All the mental.
Yeah. But anyway, I want to thank our guest, Ricky Elliott, for being on our show, giving us some information about financial prosperity, how we can actually change our financial aspect of our life, also some health tips, and some I guess he gave us some tips on how to, like, you know, make sure we eat a good proper breakfast too. Ricky Elliott, say goodbye to the people. Let them know one more time where they can find you.
I just want to say thank you again, 2B1. I appreciate the opportunity. My contact information is 619-867-1053. Call me, text me. Let's sit down and talk about getting you to where you want to go and for your retirement. Thank you, guys.
This is the Burrito Radio Show. You're with 2B1 Energy. We like to say respect on the oneness of Yahweh. Until next time.